Hi, this is Anna Hosnier.
And this is Shireen Lonnie Yunus.
And we host Ethnically Ambiguous, a podcast about being a person of color in America.
And we talk about news that isn't covered in the mainstream media, like the Syrian crisis or the Iran nuclear deal, and we kind of try to be funny about it.
We also tell personal stories about our lives as children of immigrants growing up in America.
And we bring on fascinating people of color and marginalized individuals to tell their own stories on our show.
Yeah, and sometimes we even call our parents. So listen and subscribe to Ethnically Ambiguous on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Where's Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 6th, goes to a 24-year-old man named Ryan Barr. Now, Ryan Barr is a prime example as to why everybody shouldn't be allowed to procreate. Okay, if you have ever seen the 2006 film Idiocracy starring Luke Wilson and Maya Rudolph, then you need to really watch that movie if you haven't, okay, and witness what will happen to the world if we don't stop stupid people from breeding. Okay, if we don't stop the donkeys among us from having babies, we are headed toward a country full of anti-intellectualism, a country devoid of intellectual curiosity and social responsibility. I am dead serious. Okay, I think that you should not be able to have babies unless you pass some sort of IQ test. Not just intellectual IQ, but emotional IQ. And if you don't pass either one of those tests, you should have to go to classes until you prove yourself intellectually sound enough to raise a child. I am serious. Okay, because what we have now is a society where dumb men marry dumb women and have dumb kids. Okay, the kids don't start off dumb, but they get dumb because the parents eventually pass that lack of knowledge on to their youth. Now, this guy, Ryan Barr, was trying to teach his 3-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter a lesson. Let me tell you something. Nothing good happens when stupid people try to look and sound smart. Okay, so whenever a dumb person tells you that they want to teach you something, you should run. Sadly, these kids couldn't run from the lesson their father was trying to teach them because they're only 3 and 2. Please go to WTRF-TV-CBS for the report, please.
24-year-old Ryan Barr in jail after throwing his 3-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter in a dryer. Staff at McNinch Elementary saw this in a Snapchat video and contacted school resource officer Marshall County Sheriff's Deputy Travis Mirando. Barr reportedly puts his daughter inside the dryer, shutting the door while she screams, then reportedly puts his son in the dryer, turns it on, and watches while he spins. According to the criminal complaint, Barr told Deputy Mirando he was trying to teach his son to not be scared. Barr did turn himself into the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. He is charged with 1 count of child neglect with the significant chance of bodily injury, being held on a $50,000 bond. He could face 1 to 5 years in the state penitentiary if convicted.
I say give them all 5. Now, I know a lot of you are probably upset that I said dumb people shouldn't be allowed to procreate. Well, let me just remind you of the gist of this story. Ryan put his kids in the dryer because he was trying to teach them how not to be scared. Not just put him in the dryer, he actually hit spin. Now, I can't remember being 3 or 2, but I do know at that age, kids love their parents and daughters love their daddy. I know because I have 2 beautiful little girls, a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. And as a father, my job is to protect and provide. I would think that it's a sense of security daddy provides for his kids, okay? If we raise our voices, they get shook. So imagine if as a father, you grabbed your kids and put them in a dryer. And hit spin. A dryer, a big-ass machine that's dark on the inside. Dryers sound scary when they got clothes in them. You ever put clothes in the dryer before you went to bed and then woke up in the middle of the night because you hear some noise and be a little shook until you realize it's the dryer? My 2-year-old daughter is still slightly scared of the dryer. If she don't know where that noise is coming from, she's a kid. She jumps at the dryer, she jumps at the vacuum cleaner, she jumps at the blender, she jumps at the garage, the garbage disposal. All those things make strange noises. So why, oh, why would you grab a kid and put her inside of what she's afraid of? Now, I have, took my 2-year-old daughter and showed her what I do with the blender. Yes, I'm making my protein shake. No need to be afraid of this. Baby, come help me make it, okay? Let her know what the vacuum cleaner is so she's not afraid. But I'm not going to take my child and put them inside a dryer to teach them not to be afraid, okay? Human beings fear what they don't understand. And there's not a human being on this planet, regardless of age, who would not be afraid if they were placed inside a dryer and somebody hit spin. Okay, being inside a dryer is outside the realm of my understanding, so of course I would be afraid. I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about being placed inside of a dryer. So why in the hell would Ryan think that this was a good way to teach his kids not to be afraid? I'll tell you why. Because the movie Idiocracy is becoming real life. Just listen. This is happening.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, A process which had once favored the noblest traits of man now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
This is when I agree with Thanos, okay? This is when I would either be Thanos or be a part of Thanos' team, the Black Order. But I don't want to wipe out half the population simply because it's just too many people on the planet. But I do think we can trim the fat when it comes to ignorance in this country. How many Infinity Stones do I have to collect to simply snap my fingers and make the dumb amongst us disappear? Please give Ryan Barr the biggest hee-haw, please. And I hope he gets all 5 years.
He should get all 5 years for that.
And I hope somebody puts his ass to the sprint cycle in prison.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.